Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome. Tonight, we'll be treated to Eldo's, the Reno County Homeschool Children's Choir. And I think we will go ahead and start the evening with prayer and a congregational song, followed by which we'll welcome Eldo and his choir. So let's pray. Lord, thanks a lot for this evening. Thanks for bringing us all together here, for your goodness to each of us. Thanks for the gift of music that you've given us. I ask that we would honor you tonight and that you'd bless the evening and make us aware of your presence. Thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And if we could have a congregational song, I think Shane is. Well, the choir is filing up. I may just introduce the order of the evening a bit. We will be starting with the choir program, and depending on how much time we have at the end, we may have a few congregational Christmas songs, and you're welcome whenever. But then we'll be closing the evening just with announcements and a short time of prayer. So thank you.
Mother laid her baby in a manger. While they take a break, maybe we can sing a song together. And by the time we're finished singing, maybe their break will be finished. We'll see. Let's try. Let's sing Silent Night. I think you can do that by memory.
Silent night, holy night, holy song, holy sound, round young virgin mother and child.
This choir, although I think most of you probably know already, it's a choir that I began 7 years ago, mostly because I wanted my own children to sing in a choir, and homeschoolers have a hard time finding a choir to sing in, so that's why I did it. Had some breaks during my wife's illness, but we're finally back singing again. This year we have 36 singers. Well, I think we have one missing tonight. Due to competition from local high school. Some people sing more than one choir at a time. It's amazing. I think I checked that I'm right that we have age range 7 to 17 years old. At least I couldn't find any 6-year-olds. I thought we had some 6-year-olds, but they must have all turned 7 since we started. And the oldest is 17, I believe. Let's see. We've been rehearsing once a week on Tuesday afternoons at Cedar Crest. As the Pilgrim High School folks know already, because we usually had a sort of a roving audience there sometimes in some of those rehearsals as the people left. And so they know that already. Once a week for 90 minutes at a time, and it's kind of a long rehearsal, but they managed to behave and do well the whole 90 minutes. That's really quite a compliment to some kind of good parenting out there. And anyway, I think that's remarkable to do that. Some folks want to know who these people are. So, there are 17 families represented up here. We'll try to go in alphabetical order thanks to Rebecca's organizational skills here. The first family on the list is the Midgianis. Would you raise your hand, please? Anna? Beth? Ezra? Hadassah? Sebi? And Seth. Okay. Then we have quite a few Millers. First, Arno Miller has one in the choir. Melanie? Curtises have Jason, Jessica, Kimberly, and Kristen. Make sure you raise your hands real high. Thank you, Kristen. We have three of our own in the choir, Caroline, Matthew, and Rachel. Laverne's have one, Anya. Okay. I can see. So. Lowell's have Christy and Joey. Myers have Bryant. Nate's Cindy and Janae. Steve's have Clarissa, Diana, Patricia. Oh, she's the one who skipped out. Sterling. Very good. Now we go to other names. Eugene Knisley's have Jameson. Rod Knisley's Valerie. Mark Nisley's Beau is in there. John Reel's Laura and Yvonne. Very good. David Wagner's Josiah and Sarah. Straight your hand. Joe Yoder's Eunice and Ruth. Matt Yoder's Trevor and Janetta. And Orrin Yoder's Stephen. Very good. I don't suppose there was too many strangers in that crowd, but there were to me 3 months ago, let me tell you. I didn't know a lot of those folks, but just like their parents and their siblings, they can sing on tune. Can you believe it? Some of my earliest memories of singing Christmas programs included one of the early songs here, the Huron Carol, The Moon of Wintertime. Two more follow in the second half that I remember singing as a child in Canada when we were very small. One is the one that follows, Mary Had a Baby. And remember singing that as about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, I think. And myself and my siblings and Jay's family. And there might have been one other family too, but that was about all that was. And we, I don't know, maybe, Marvin, remember? Yeah. I don't remember what verses we had, but we each had a verse to sing, you know. And that's one of mine. And then later in the program, we have another one that I remember from Canada too, but I'll tell you more about that later. We're going to keep singing the second half. Mary Had a Baby.
Train done gone.
Where did you
Oh.
The composer you see in your program is Jay Miller, who's with us tonight. Thank you, Jay, for coming. It's his song. He wrote it 35, 40 years ago. One of my childhood memories was singing this song that Jay had written, and thought it was great when I was a kid and still think it's great, and I was finally able to use it in a situation like this. And he has four grandchildren in the choir. Would you raise your hands, please, if you... Thank you. And not to mention great nieces, nephews, I suppose, by the score. Well, at least a few. Anyway, I thank you, Jay, and the rest of you for allowing me to have some influence over your children. I'm a parent, too, and a homeschool parent, and it's a big deal. What you allow your children to see and to do and to be influenced by, and I appreciate your willingness to let me be one of those people in these children's lives, because it's a big deal to me too, how we train our children and what we allow them to do. But I must commend you again, because they behave very well. 90 minutes is a long rehearsal, and I don't have any complaints. I was more favorably impressed this year with their ability to hold still, pay attention, behave themselves, and do what I asked them to, which is a pretty long list that I can hardly get done at home sometimes, so I know that it's a compliment to your parenting that was able to happen. So now we'll sing Oh the Wonder.
Let's go ahead and sing. Let's make it about three songs just as a larger group, and we will then wrap up the evening. So, Shane?
We'll start with number 93, and I'll take two of your selections after this.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye together.
69.
Hark the glad song, the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne, and
God.
Announcements that need to be made.